I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Haiti, drought conditions strangle an already bruised and beaten economy. World Factbook estimates that about 80% of the population lives under the poverty line. Eva DeHart of For Haiti with Love says,
you're dealing with two different weather situations because in the south, people are dealing with droughts. In the north, people have been dealing with repetitive flooding. Either one of those situations takes out the crops.
Among the other cruelties inflicted by poverty, affordable medical care can almost never be found. Hospitals are on strike, and medication itself is pretty rare. As a result, For Haiti with Love has seen an increase of patients at their burn clinic. There's a lot of stuff to pray for here, for supplies, for healing, and for the clinic workers as they act in the name of Christ. Today marks the second week of Ramadan, the month for Muslims seeking holiness through prayer and fasting. Now, we've told you about a few prayer guides that you can use to intercede for Muslims during this time, but Frontiers USA has a unique narrative-led prayer guide available during Ramadan. It's called Searching for a Father. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA explains what makes this prayer guide different.
It looks at the Muslim world through the eyes of a Muslim family, Firas and his family, characters who in many ways represent Muslims everywhere.
Reading the stories and experiences of Muslim people will help you know how to pray for their needs and for their salvation. Here's how you can sign up for Frontiers Searching for a Father prayer guide.
Just go to calledtopray.net. When you go there, just follow the prompts and you can sign up for it, and then you'll start getting the prayer guide.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations together in prayer. You can sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.